This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
WPR and Wisconsin Watch are documenting the lives of Wisconsinites in this unprecedented time with a series of audio diaries called Outbreak Wisconsin. Brian Vagley operates a 166-year-old dairy farm near New Glarus. As the pandemic stretches on, his days look mostly the same, but he worries about what could happen if the virus puts him or his workers out of commission.
So far, I'm happy to say that we have not had anyone personally test positive for COVID-19. I would say that just given time and opportunity, that we'll probably all face some chance or exposure of COVID-19. The one thing that we're lucky at this point is that summertime, most of our jobs are outside. Many of our jobs are people being alone or separated from other people. However, there are numerous jobs that still require some close contact with other people, but we've been able at this point to avoid anything. We're lucky enough that we're able to harvest crops, plant crops, get along. It would be absolutely devastating for an industry like ours that has to be there 24/7, that has to take care of animals, that has to be caretakers, food providers, and everything else. If we had an outbreak, we're not exactly sure how we would handle all the chores and jobs necessary to maintain our dairy operation. It does feel a little bit like Groundhog's Day in the fact that I've been here every day, and so have a couple of my other workers. We're always concerned about what the future brings, when and if the pandemic hits here, how we'll be able to handle it, if we are prepared enough for it. We're always concerned about the economic downturn and what could happen again, because we were fortunate enough that to have the government provide a lot of programs and assistance on this first run through. My guess is we won't have the same opportunities the next time around. So we are trying to plan, try to be prepared for another rise in it, in the pandemic, and hopefully we'll be able to ride that storm out as well.
We have been able to survive through this. We worry every day about when COVID-19 respikes, as it is already. We have missed many events that we normally do. We were able to go to 2 cattle shows this summer, where normally by this time we might have gone to 5 or 6 with several more on the docket. We try to stay safe. We continue to do what we do every day, and we hope everybody else is safe. And please care about everyone.